Hi there. This lying down mindful movement practice is part of the mindfulness-based stress reduction program. It is designed to increase awareness of what is happening in the body and promote flexibility and strength. Before you start, it's helpful to have a mat or a thick blanket to lie upon and to be dressed in loose and comfortable clothing. Throughout this practice, it's important to take care and only do what feels right for you. Finding that balance between knowing your limits and being willing to explore but not go beyond them can be tricky. If at any time you feel that a posture is not right for you, or that you are being asked to hold it for longer than you can, please feel free to stop that particular posture and rest your body. In order to rest, you can either lie flat on your back on the floor or go into what is referred to as child's pose. The child's pose can be achieved first by supporting your body with your hands and knees on the floor, creating what might look like a table with your limbs as the legs, and your flat back as the tabletop. Then move the hips and the buttocks back towards your heels. The hands can remain on the floor with your arms straight out in front of you, or you can move your arms back alongside the body with palms up. Your head can rest on either your forehead, left, or right cheek. Over time, if you practice regularly, you may find that your limits, flexibility, and strength begin to change. Approaching this practice with acceptance of what your body can do, patience, and maybe even a sense of humor can be very helpful. When engaged in a posture, see if you can pay attention to the sensations that you are feeling. You may notice pulling, stretching, tingling, tightness, loosening, maybe some pleasant or unpleasant sensations or feelings that come up as you try each one. Practice curiosity about what's happening. Where is the sensation? What is the feeling? And does it change in quality or intensity or duration as you pay attention and hold the posture? Or as you move away from it? Are you speaking to yourself kindly? Or are you feeling critical of yourself for not being able to move your body in the way that you had hoped? Are you wishing that things were different than they are right now? Or able to practice acceptance of what it is that you are capable of doing in this moment? Notice your concentration as we move through the postures and whether or not you experience changes with your eyes opened or closed. When you are moving into each position, as best you can, see if it's possible to be curious about how you get there. What muscles are you using? When you feel as though you want to come out of the posture, what is telling you it's time to stop? Or what is telling you it's time to stay and explore your limits a little bit more? When you are ready, we can begin by lying down on the mat or the blanket, on your back, with your legs extended, feet falling out towards the sides, arms out toward the sides of the body, slightly away from the torso, with the palms up, if that feels right for you. It may be helpful to have a thin pillow or a folded blanket to support the back of your head. Take note of your body alignment. Imagine that you're laying on an invisible straight line that extends from the back of the head, down the spine, to the tailbone, and all the way down between the legs to the bottom of the feet. as you lay here, bring attention to your breath. You may find it helpful to place your hand on your abdomen so that you can feel the movement with the in-breath and the out-breath, breathing in what your body needs and letting go of what it doesn't. Accepting the breath as it is right now. No need to force it or adjust it to be anything other than it is at this moment. And just staying here for a few breaths, noticing the movement of the breath in the body. Now bring your attention to the muscles that are supporting you as you lie against the floor. Notice the floor supporting the body and see if it's possible to let go a little bit here, a little more with each breath, and allow the floor to support you. As we do in the body scan, sweeping your attention from the top of the head down through the neck, shoulders, arms, the back, the upper, mid, and lower torso, scanning through the hips, the upper legs, knees, lower legs, and all the way down to the soles of the feet. Checking in with what is going on in this body in this moment. Perhaps noting any sensations that are left over from the activities of the day. Now, bring the soles of the feet to the floor, about 12 to 16 inches away from the buttocks, with the knees bent and pointing toward the ceiling. Your arms are outstretched to the sides, shoulder height, palms down, fingertips facing the opposite walls. As you lay here, you may notice a slight arch at the small of your back. We're going to try and do a little rocking motion here. This is done by gently pressing your lower back into the floor. And while you do this, you'll notice that your pelvic bones will tip down toward the floor and your tailbone will tip up a little bit. Now, gently create that small arch again in your lower back by moving your pelvic bones up a little bit toward the ceiling and moving your tailbone toward the floor. We can coordinate this gentle rocking motion with our breath, breathing in as we press our lower back toward the floor, and breathing out as we raise the pelvic bone toward the ceiling, tipping our tailbone toward the floor and creating that small arch. Being careful here to only move in the way that feels right for your body. Now, at your own pace, continue with this gentle rocking motion, breathing in as you press your lower back toward the floor and breathing out as you create the small arch. Now, keeping the knees bent, draw the knees toward the chest, placing the hands either on the shins or on the back of the hamstrings, pulling in gently and noticing the effect of the stretch on your body. Hold this posture here for a moment, and then, if it feels right for you, lifting the shoulders from the floor and bringing the forehead up toward the knees. Noticing here how far it feels comfortable to go, knowing that it is completely okay to leave your head resting upon the floor. Checking in with the effects on the back of the body and the abdominal region. Pulling out of this posture whenever it feels right for you, or exploring your limits here for a few moments. And now releasing, placing the feet flat on the floor with the knees bent toward the ceiling, and just taking a breath or two here. Now, extend the legs along the floor as you were in your initial pose, placing the sole of the right foot on the floor with the knee bent toward the ceiling. The left leg remains straight along the floor. Now, pull the right knee toward the chest, again, with the hands either on the shins or the back of the hamstring, with that left leg remaining flat on the floor and the left toes pointed toward the wall. If you feel able, bring your forehead up to the right knee, first by lifting the shoulders off the floor and directing the gaze over the knee. And hold here for a few moments. Don't forget to breathe. Now releasing down and extending the right leg to lay alongside the left. Hanging out here for a moment or two, just noticing if there are any differences in sensation between the left side of your body and the right side of the body after engaging in this posture. When you're ready, we're going to do this posture again, this time with the left side of the body. Placing the left sole of the foot on the floor, with the knee bent toward the ceiling, now pulling the left knee toward the chest, with the hands either on the shin or the back of the hamstring, while the right leg remains straight and pointing the right toes toward the wall. If you feel able, raise your shoulders from the floor, bring your forehead up toward the knee, and hold it here for a few moments, and remembering to breathe. Now, releasing down and extending the left leg to lay alongside the right leg. And just hang out here for a moment or two, noticing the sensations in your entire body. In a moment, we are going to move into what is often referred to as the table posture. As described earlier, we are going to create a table using our limbs as legs and our flat back as the tabletop. As you move into this position, pay attention to the muscles that you are using to shift out of the lying down position and into this new one. As you turn your body over, place the palms of your hands on the floor, directly under your shoulders. Arms are extended and shoulder width apart. The remainder of your weight will be supported by your knees, hip width apart. Your shins are parallel to the floor. If it feels okay for you, you can rest your shins against the floor by flattening the top of the foot onto the floor. If your ankles won't allow that position, you may find it helpful to flex your foot and place the tips of your toes against the floor. This will mean that your shins may have a slight gap between them and the floor. Your back is flat. Your face and your eyes are directed toward the floor, and your neck is in alignment with your spine. Again, as is true for this entire practice, only do what feels right for your body. From this table position, we are going to create an upward arch in our backs by drawing the abdomen in and the belly button and the middle region of the spine up toward the ceiling, tipping the tailbone toward the floor. If your neck will allow, directing the top of the head toward the floor and looking toward your lower abdomen, noticing the sensations in the back with this stretch. Now releasing the back and coming into the neutral flat position and getting ready to draw the belly button toward the floor and the tailbone toward the ceiling. In this way, you're creating a bit of a sway in the back. Your gaze will travel up until your chin is parallel to the floor. See if it's possible to coordinate your breath while you move between arching and swaying your back. Breathing in as you create the upward arch, and breathing out as you create the sway in the back. Experimenting here at your own pace, moving in between the arch and the sway back positions. Breathing in and breathing out. Arching and creating the sway back. During any of these postures, if you need a rest, feel free to stop and simply kneel or draw the hips back toward the heels, arms in front of or alongside the body, head resting on the forehead or either cheek upon the floor. Remembering to be kind to yourself and to be curious about how your body is feeling and what your body needs. Now returning to the neutral flat back position and noticing the effect of that movement for a moment. This next posture might take a few tries, and it might be a good opportunity to welcome your sense of humor. Try and keep your nose and your chin facing the floor with your neck aligned with the spine and the back remaining flat. Shift your weight onto your left hand and raise your right hand off of the floor, engaging the abdominal and back muscles for support. And now see if it's possible to extend your right arm in front of you, parallel to the floor, fingertips pointing to the wall in front of you. If you are feeling comfortable here, shift your weight to your right knee and then extend the left leg behind you, pointing the toes of the left foot toward the back wall. And if you're feeling really adventurous, taking in a breath and seeing if you can contract your left buttock and lift the left leg until it is parallel to the floor. Here we are working on strength and balance and patience. And breathe here for a moment. And now return your right hand and then your left knee to the floor. Take a breath. Notice your heart rate and the muscles that were used to engage in that posture. Now we are going to do the other side. Remaining in the table position with your back flat, neck aligned with the spine, shifting your weight to your right hand and raising your left hand off the floor, engaging the abdominal and back muscles for support. Extend your left arm in front of you, parallel to the floor, fingertips pointing to the wall in front of you. If you're feeling a sense of balance here, see if it's possible to shift your weight to your left knee and then extend the right leg behind you, pointing your toes toward the back wall. Contract your right buttock and lift that right leg until it is parallel with the floor. Hold on here for a breath or two if you can. Notice the muscles that are working here. And now return the left hand and the right knee to the floor. Take a breath. Maybe even congratulate yourself for trying that pose. It is a tough one. And take note of how it was for you this time. Now we're going to return to lying on the back. Slowly and carefully, turn your body over so that your back is resting against the floor, legs outstretched, and arms alongside the body, palms down. Checking in at this midway point to scan through the sensations in the body and note any feelings that are arising. Now placing the soles of the feet on the floor, knees bent and pointing toward the ceiling, move your arms in an arc up over your head to rest on the floor behind your head with your palms up. The posture that we are about to do can be completed with your arms in this position, or you may find it helpful to move your arms back again in an arc to rest alongside your torso with the palms facing down. You can experiment with either position and see what's right for you. Now, pressing the weight of your body into the soles of your feet, pressing down and beginning to raise your hips and pelvis toward the ceiling. Your lower and mid back can also raise up off the floor, with the weight resting on your upper back or your shoulders. If you're feeling weight in your neck and your head, move your hips and pelvis down a bit until the pressure is only resting on the upper back and the shoulders. Taking care here not to push this posture too far, really taking notice of where your limits are, checking in to see what muscles are working here, and hold here for a moment, remembering to breathe and release gently down one vertebra at a time until your back is resting flat upon the floor. Let's try this posture again, being careful to take good care of your neck, pressing the weight into the soles of your feet, raising the hips, the pelvis, and the abdomen up toward the ceiling. If your arms are resting down by your sides, you may also want to press the weight down into the palms of the hands to see if you can achieve a little more height. Feeling free to come out of this position whenever you feel as though you have reached your limit. And again, releasing down slowly, inch by inch, until your back is flat against the floor. Placing the palms of the hands under the back of your head with your elbows pointing out to the sides, and just take a breath or two here. Keeping the knees bent and together, you're going to lower them in sync toward the right side of the room, doing a bit of a torso twist here. As you lower the knees to the right side, allow the hips and the lower back to come away from the floor and experience the stretch along the side of the torso and the back. Take a breath while you're here and feel this sensation. And bringing the knees back to the center, we're going to prepare to do that position on the opposite side. Keeping the knees bent and together, and lowering them toward the left side of the room. Here too, allowing the hips and the lower back to come away from the floor and experiencing the stretch on the sides of the torso and along the back. And remembering to breathe. And let's repeat this movement one more time, coming to center with the knees, lowering those knees down first to the right, coming back to center, and then to the left. Now return to a neutral position with your back against the floor, your arms alongside your body, and your knees bent and pointing toward the ceiling. Straightening your right leg so that the sole of the right foot is pointing toward the ceiling. So the leg is extending upward with the sole of the right foot toward the ceiling, and if possible, placing your hands either on the back of your upper leg, just before the back of the knee, or up on your calf. Gently pull the leg in towards your chest until you feel a stretch. Your left knee remains bent with the knee pointing toward the ceiling. Take care not to pull too hard or create any uncomfortable sensations. If it feels right for you, see if you can raise your shoulders and your head and bring your forehead toward the knee. Just go as far as it feels right, exploring and accepting what your body can do. Slowly release your shoulders and head back to the floor. Release your hands from your leg and return the sole of the right foot to rest on the floor. Repeating this movement now with the left leg. Straightening your left leg so that the sole of the left foot is pointing toward the ceiling. Place both of your hands either on the upper part of the upper leg just before the back of the knee or on your calf. And here, gently pulling the leg toward the chest just until you feel a nice stretch, but not to the point where you feel any pain. Noticing any loosening that's happening here. If you can, bring your shoulders off the floor along with your head and your forehead towards your left knee. Holding here for a moment and releasing whenever it feels right for you. Now releasing your shoulders and your head slowly to the floor. Removing the hands from the leg and resting your arms alongside your body. Releasing your left leg down straight along the floor. And bringing your right leg to rest beside your left leg. Both legs resting on the floor. Body in line with that invisible line that's along the floor, and taking a moment here to check in with your body. Now moving to our right side, we're going to balance the body along the edge of the right leg, the right hip, the right torso, supporting the head with the right hand, or resting it on the right upper arm. Placing the left arm in front of the body, bent at the elbow, with the forearm in front of the lower ribs or upper abdomen, and the palm on the floor for support. Once you have established your balance, raise the left leg up and away from the right leg, imagining that you are in between two panes of glass and just raising that leg up a bit, engaging your hip and your right buttocks, keeping the foot flexed, and seeing how high you can raise the leg while keeping it straight and taking care of the lower back. Release the leg gently down. Now, bringing that left leg to rest back on top of the right leg and taking a moment to notice how the muscles of the left side of your body feel right now. We're going to move onto the left side of the body. Slowly and carefully, take time to note how you will move and begin to shift so that you will be resting on your left side, with the outer edges of the left body from the ankle all the way up the left leg, left torso, resting your head either on the left hand or the upper left arm, keeping the legs straight. The right leg is resting on top of the left leg with the feet flexed. The right arm is bent at the elbow. The forearm is in front of the lower ribs or the upper abdomen, with the palm of the hand on the floor for support. And once you feel balanced here, begin to lift the right leg up away from the left leg, imagining again those two panes of glass in between, keeping you in alignment, and taking a moment or two to explore how high you can raise that leg without causing discomfort to the lower back. Remembering to breathe here while you are holding this posture. And releasing gently down. And now turning over so that your chest, abdomen, and front of your legs are resting against the floor, and your back will be facing the ceiling. Resting your head on your right cheek and your arms down along the torso with your palms facing up. When you are ready, on the in-breath, turn your head so that your chin or your forehead is resting on the floor. And raise the left leg up off the floor while contracting the left buttock. Exhale and release the leg to rest on the floor. And turn your head so that it is resting on your left cheek. Take a few breaths here, noticing the body and any sensations that have arisen from this posture. Now on the in-breath, turning the head so that the chin or the forehead is resting on the floor, raising the back of the right leg toward the ceiling, contracting the right buttock, and holding here for as long as it feels right, maybe taking a breath here. And releasing gently down. And we're going to repeat this posture once more on both sides. First, engaging that left leg, raising it as high as your limits will allow, and taking in a breath. And exhaling as you release down. And now raising the right leg, breathing in here. And exhaling as you release gently down, and letting the head rest on the right cheek, and taking a breath or two here. And now we're coming into our last posture for this practice, continuing to rest the front of the body against the floor, the arms resting alongside the torso, palms up. Placing your toes against the floor, bringing the shins slightly away from the floor. The knees and the thighs will still be in contact with the floor. On the in-breath, raising your upper chest, shoulders, and chin away from the floor, and if possible, raising the toes off of the floor, keeping the legs straight, contracting the muscles along the mid and the lower back, the buttocks and the hamstrings, creating a bow with your body as the upper thighs, hips, abdomen, and mid-chest rest upon the floor, and the uppermost part of the body and the lower legs to the toes remain elevated. And release gently down. resting your head on the left cheek for a moment. On your next in-breath, repeating the posture, bringing the upper chest, shoulders, and chin off the floor, along with the toes and the lower legs, holding here. And then exhaling gently down. When you are ready, with awareness, turning over slowly to rest the back of the body against the floor. If you still have a thin pillow or folded blanket nearby, place it behind the back of the head. And now sensing into the entire body, from the top of the head to the soles of the feet, checking in with how the body feels now after engaging in this movement practice, noticing the sensations that are present as a result of the stretching, balancing, and contracting of the muscles. Scanning your attention from the soles of the feet all the way up the legs to the buttocks and the hips, the lower, mid, and upper torso, your arms, your neck, and your head. And just checking to see if anything is working harder than it needs to be right now. And if so, see if it's possible to soften those places. Resting your attention on the breath and the body. The gentle rise and fall of the breath in the chest and the abdomen. Maybe practicing a little bit of gratitude for this body and for being able to move it in this way. And perhaps throughout the rest of the day and into tomorrow, seeing if you can notice times where your body could use a little stretch and maybe insert one of these postures into your day. And seeing if you can make a commitment to yourself to take time to engage in the full practice presented here as a way of taking care of your body and working toward optimal health. For the remainder of the practice, until you hear the sound of the bell, bring your attention to the sensation of the breath in the body, wherever it is most noticeable to you. And at the sound of the bell, see if it's possible for you to follow it until it is completed. When you can no longer hear it, turn on to your left or right side and rest for a moment before slowly rising into a seated position. Take your time while getting up and moving on into the next moments of your day.